Welcome to this program, this Present Truth program, the 24th of December, 2025, Christmas Eve. We just finished Hanukkah on the 21st of December. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. So, rather than wait until next week, the week before the new year, when most people present their insight, their predictions, their opinions on what will happen in the following year, I'm going to go ahead today and albeit maybe a week early or 5 days early. What is going to happen in 2026? We're going to see the end of Donald Trump as President of the United States of America. We're going to see the return of Barack Obama to the position of president in the United States. In the summer, in the spring, we're going to begin to see Russia and nations in the Turkey, Iran, Azerbaijan, military forces begin to gather with Russia, troops out of the Libya and Ethiopia, because there is a war coming in the area that we presently call the nation of Jordan late next summer. I know that you're thinking, what am I talking about? What in the world am I talking about? You're probably thinking that you want me to explain myself. Well, I'm going to take this hour and probably an additional hour, possibly a third hour, I don't know. But this is part one of what is coming in 2026. Then we're going to see the fulfillment of the Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 war. Israel is going to finish the regional campaign against the enemies in the surrounding area, from the Mediterranean to the nation of Jordan and into the middle of Syria, Lebanon. Israel is going to finish the campaign, which is a prophecy in Psalm 83. Psalm 83, regional war, which began October 7th, 2023. The war has begun. It's been alive, active, but it will have a conclusion. Benjamin Netanyahu, after the first of the year, there is going to be more movement. Israel is not finished with this regional campaign. Psalm 83, which began October 7th, 2023. I repeat because I know you want me to explain myself. At the conclusion of the Psalm 83 war, the city of Damascus will be complete ruins, burned to the ground. That's a separate prophecy. That's an Amos chapter 1 prophecy. Also, Israel in 2026 will recover and re-inherit properties given to them, given to Abraham and his children in the book of Genesis. Israel will reclaim all of the nation of Jordan, from Ammon Jordan all the way south to the area where Esau's family, Esau and Ishmael, in the book of Genesis, where they, the lands where they occupied. The city of Damascus will be destroyed. So this basically, I'm giving you just a thought. I'm presenting to you what you can expect in 2026. Now I'm going to go over each thing that I presented. There are other matters I want to present, but I didn't present them yet. I might present them in the next hour. But for right now, I'll continue. All right. One more thing I'll touch on later, either in this hour or the next hour, will be in the 2026 elections. There probably won't be a 2026 election season, because the elections after the Russian conflict in the Middle East and the nation of Jordan and that Russian war is probably going to conclude the election seasons in the United States of America. From that point forward, most likely, Obama will appoint the individuals to the balance of his coming 7-plus-year time in power once again. So I know you want me to explain myself, so here we go. Okay, firstly, I have been over the last 4 or 5 years in previous programs that are archived on thispresenttruth.com. These were the programs I did while I was on air on the radio. And then I finished the radio broadcasts in March of 2025, this year. And I have been working to put together a website so I can do podcasts on the website. And I have had a complication and hindrance, the matter of having to make sure everything that I'm doing is legal. I am not a 501c3. I pay my taxes. I pay what I owe the government. Whatever Caesar is due, I pay Caesar. I don't play this game with trying to be a 501c3, and I'm restricted in what I can say. In the future, I am also planning to do shortwave international radio. But right now, I'm right at the stages of finishing my donate functions. You can fund me through Stripe soon. I've been working feverishly to work through my bank, through another company, to be able to fund me through the internet, through your bank or your credit cards. And that has been an obstacle. Then, I don't want to say too much, but in July, I was in a severe car wreck. I was rear-ended by an individual. He was traveling 77 miles an hour, and I was probably creeping to a stop. And that set me back. In 60 to 90 days, I was in pretty bad shape. I'm recovering, still have quite a few injuries that I'm having to deal with, but I'm just presenting this to you so you know how I'm ending my year. This is why I have not been able to be consistent with programs, which has been my desire, but I have to flow as God as he moves, I'll flow. And now I believe it's time to begin to flow again, most likely at least an hour a day. Now, I also have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs, which are also archived on This Present Truth program. When you open up This Present Truth, when you go to the internet and open up the site, you can go to the Present Truth programs, or you can jump over to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs, which I teach on the Bible and specifically prophecy. Prophecies right now are coming. They are like they're swarming. They're active. They're moving together. All of the prophecies in the last decade that have to be fulfilled are all alive. And you're going to understand as I begin with Donald Trump, his time in the White House as the President of the United States of America is coming to an end. What we are witnessing right now on December 24th, there is an implosion in the MAGA, a conservative voting bloc. This matter with the Charlie Kirk assassination, whether you believe he was or wasn't assassinated, is irrelevant in a sense. If he was assassinated, that itself was not irrelevant. But you have those that believe he was, those that believe he is still alive. Either way, what is happening in the Turning Point USA camp, the major voting bloc to keep Donald Trump and the direction that he wants this country to go, this is what's happening with this situation, that voting bloc is now in disarray. Charlie Kirk's wife, there is too much happening behind the scenes that is going to destroy that voting bloc. It is trying to remain relevant. It won't be. There are dynamics with that, with Turning Point USA, which is tied into, in my view, a Christian plan through what we would term in the Christian world, what I term, is the New Apostolic Reform Movement, or what has been presented in the evangelical churches, the Seven Mountains Mandate plan to basically have a very powerful Christian evangelical influence over this country and its morals, and the morals of the country, and using the policies in the government to interfere with the sins of the country. They will not be successful. Donald Trump is in the Bible. I have ad nauseum mentioned that there is a riddle in Revelation chapter 12. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 17, a riddle. The riddle is about a nation, and in that nation, the kings of the nation, seven kings in the old King James language, verbiage, these kings are the kings, the final seven kings of that empire, Revelation chapter 17. And to bring it into our concept into our experience, the nation, this great harlot, whore, is a nation, an empire that is the most powerful empire ever in mankind's history. That empire is called the United States of America. It is an empire that is made great through not military force only, not economic force, but via technology. Technology is what will be the heart of the authority and power of this great kingdom in the decade, especially before Christ returns, which we are next year by the fall, the final seven-year period of time, which is referred to by the Old Testament prophets as a seven-year period of hardship that will come upon the whole world. It begins next fall at the time of the Jewish feasts, the fall feasts of Israel. Now, these seven kings, let's eliminate the word king and use the word president. We are looking at the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The first of the seven is Jimmy Carter, elected in 1976. Jimmy Carter is king number one. Six of these seven kings will push an agenda that we can refer to known as the New World Order, the plan of the ages, the rule, a hegemonic rule of this empire in Revelation chapter 17. It also is in after chapter 18. Chapter 17 shows its political force, its military force, force through technology. Chapter 18 shows the society in the culture in chapter 18. Chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of these seven kings. The second of the seven is Ronald Reagan. The third is George H.W. Bush, Sr. The fourth is William Jefferson Clinton. He's the fourth king. The fifth king is George Bush Jr., George W. Bush. Number six is Barack Obama. That is number six. Then, I know you're wondering, but logically, what about Joe Biden? Well, it is not yet proven, but there has been great speculation that the Democrat Party has been hiding the fact that Joe Biden actually had died right about the time of that election, 2020, that he was no longer alive. Now, within our country, there'll be no way to know the truth because of the lockdown of truth. Now you go to what is happening through the intel of the other nations, of the British, the Russian intelligence agencies, the German, all the nations of the world that have basically that watch this country, they know through their intelligence sources what is really happening in this country. They know Donald Trump won the 2020 election. Benjamin Netanyahu, that Vladimir Putin, present-day Keir Starmer, Boris Johnson, the English, the Germans, they know that Joe Biden did not win the election. They know that it was a stolen election But Donald Trump had nothing, there was nothing he could do except roll with it. So you had an illegitimate, if even alive, Joe Biden supposedly running the government for 4 years, which now we find he wasn't. It was being run by others in the administration, the power structure of that time between 2020-2024's election. We know now that doctors, others that were part of the Obama, I'm sorry, not Obama, the Biden team, they knew that Joe was incompetent. Many knew that it was not most likely the real Joe Biden. They knew that he wasn't able to use even the imposter, whoever this individual was, may have actually really begun to suffer Alzheimer's. But the presidency was taken, so Joe Biden is not recognized via our Constitution as ever being president. During that 4-year period, the individual that was managing what would happen in this country was, in my view, Barack Obama. And not only my view, there are many others who realized that Barack was running and very influential still in the power structure in this government, the deep state, still instrumental in giving direction to what would occur. It gets very involved. Just to touch on something lightly, Russia knew who was really running the country. Vladimir Putin, they knew it was Barack Obama. They knew in 2014, what the Obama administration was planning through Victoria Nuland in Ukraine. There would be a push to bring Ukraine into NATO. Upon bringing Ukraine into NATO, now all the NATO nations would be forced to collectively fight Russia. Vladimir Putin was forced to make a move militarily into the Ukraine. This is in the Bible. It is in the Bible. Russia could not be destroyed, though since the late 18 to early 1900s, 1917, when the Bolshevik revolution took place, this was the beginning of the assaults to destroy the nation of Russia. World War II, with Hitler trying to take the German forces into Moscow, later with the Cuban Missile Crisis, later with Ronald Reagan destroying the power of the ruble, then with Bill Clinton basically selling what was up for sale or even not up for sale in Russia, putting it out to the highest bidder. There was a book written about that whole incident. And then Clinton had promised that America would not entertain the thought of bringing Ukraine into NATO. In about 1997, Bill Clinton, the truth came out. America was planning. Then in the Obama administration, Obama was planning again to adopt Ukraine as a NATO member. Russia had to respond, and in 2022, they responded in February. because Putin knew that Barack Obama was running the government from his basement behind the scenes in his home there in his estate in Washington, D.C. Still working with Pelosi, working with all the Democrats in power in the Congress and the Senate and the House of Representatives and elsewhere in the deep state, 3 to 26-letter agencies. And Putin knew about it. So Joe Biden is not recognized in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11 as a president ever in this country. The legal president, the rightful president from 2020 to 2024 was legally, constitutionally legal, according to the Constitution, was Donald J. Trump. So really, Donald Trump, he's in his ninth year, actually, as president, though it doesn't show on paper. Then with Barack Obama, the prophecy goes like this. There are five presidents. Five are fallen. One is yet to come. When he comes, he must continue for a short space. Five are fallen, all the way up to George Bush Jr., completely out of the political picture. Number six is continuing. Is means a moss bed deep in the forest, smoldering. There's no real evidence other than maybe a little heat signature coming up from the ground. This is Barack Obama. He is. In other words, he never, ever really left the power structure in the United States of America. He is continuing. He was there. He was maybe not overtly, but covertly. He was continuing. He was involved. He was orchestrating. He was using agencies in the continuity of government, senior executive service, using the those in the Democratic Party that were in power, not just at the national level, but local level also, to do everything to undermine anything Donald Trump during his first term was doing, then attempting to once again turn during the Biden administration years to turn and bring about revolution and basically declaring total martial law and a complete erasure or destruction or neutralizing the Constitution of the United States of America. He will still do that when he resumes power. Close to the time that he resumes power, the Constitution will be changed. Our Constitution is in the final months of its existence as we understand it. Now, that says five are fallen, one is, that's number six, that's Barack Obama. One is yet to come. That's number seven, Donald J. Trump. He must continue, meaning during the time that he is positioned as president of this country, there will be immense obstruction, pressure to remove him. He must, meaning conflict. There will be a push against anything that he will do. He must continue a short space. So in other words, his time will always be, it will not be a smooth process with him. It will not be a smooth presidency. Must meaning he's got to fight for everything that he wants to accomplish. Then it says in verse 11, Revelation chapter 17, 11, and the eighth, number eight, is of the seven. So number eight is one of the initial seven presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter. So we have to eliminate Carter. He's no longer with us. We have to eliminate Reagan. He's no longer here. We have to eliminate George Bush, H.W. Bush. Bill Clinton is soon to leave this earth. He is not going to be here much longer. But politically, Donald Trump destroyed the Clinton political dynasty. He destroyed the Bush dynasty. They're done. George Jr., number five, he's done. The Bushes are finished. This is why Jeb Bush never had a chance with Donald Trump, nor Hillary Clinton, because Clinton would have been part of the Clinton dynasty, political dynasty. Donald Trump destroyed that dynasty when he won in 2016. He destroyed the Bush dynasty, political dynasty, and he destroyed the Bush corrupt CIA forces to a degree. Not completely. Then now with number six, Barry Satoro, he is the only one of that group of six that is capable, that still has retained and remained in hidden power in the United States government, in the armed forces, in every part of the continuity of government apparatus. He's the only one. He is. He never was removed completely. That ember, that fire was never put out, so to speak. Donald Trump must remain for a short space. His space is coming to an end. His space, that limited amount of time that he's allowed to actually do something with his authority and time in as a president, is coming to an end. Part of that is going to be brought about by the turning point USA struggle for power. That Team USA, they say that they are 100% behind Donald Trump and his policies. They're not. They have their own agenda. Their agenda is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance will never be president of the United States of America. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has stepped out of her position politically because she feels that she is an individual that has enough favor with the women voters of this country to actually make a run for president in 2028. She will not get the chance. There's only one more individual that will come to power in this country. This is why I felt here on the December 24th, 2025, to present to my audience, to this audience, to those that I have, that have listened to me through the years, what is coming. like I've stated, I don't ask you to believe me. But at least listen to what I have to say. Sit with your buddies, family, and have a chuckle. Have a laugh. And mock me. And, you know, ridicule. It's okay. I don't hold that against you. But I'm just saying, as an individual that God has called to minister to his people in his churches, his family, I have to be honest to them. Now, God also intended that with the prophets of Israel, not only would they be faithful to God to present to the priests and to the children of Israel and to the nations, the kings, that Israel's prophets were always generally involved with the kings surrounding Israel and would notify these kings and the peoples surrounding Israel of what God was planning to do, so that they would be warned, so they would know, that the God of Israel, they knew that when the God of Israel had something to say through his prophets, Elijah, Isaiah, the people would listen, and they didn't like it, and they'd kill these prophets. But nevertheless, they would warn the people. And as a minister, there are things that I present that others won't present. They're maybe looking at things from a political view. I watch politics. The prophets of Israel watched what was happening politically in the nations. They watched what was happening economically. They watched what was happening in the religious world. They watched what was happening in the society. They knew the temperature of what was happening in the culture, good or bad. What was happening in the priesthood, good or bad. What was happening within the government itself, the structure of power within a society. They watched and they would address it, good or bad. With what's happening in this country with Turning Point USA, they are basically trying to put in their individuals, and they're at this point, there is a unspoken move to basically drift away from Donald Trump. They'll use him to their advantage in the policies, and then eventually they'll drift away. There, Marjorie Taylor Greene, her political career is over. Lauren Boebert, I believe when they pushed for this Epstein, for the Epstein files to be released, they don't know what they're talking about. This Epstein matter is so dark, deep into the occult, that all they did was basically nail their shoe to the floor. Boebert, I believe her time is done. Her time is over. And by pushing for the Epstein files, the same with Marjorie Taylor Greene, they think they're doing something that is novel, something that is needed. They're, spiritually speaking, they feel that they have weight, they have, because of their positions, a right to demand. Well, it's going to cost them. Bye-bye, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She bought quite a bit of stock, Pfizer stock, in the matter of the vaccinations. She is trying to paint herself as a you know, pure white angel. No. She did some purchasing of stock with the vaccines. Made her well off. She's well off now. But the only individual, I've been stating this for years when I was on radio, on air and off air to friends, there's only one individual that the people in this dark democratic world, the voters, that world, there's only one individual that they would accept. There is no one in the whole democratic field politically. There is not one person. Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, he is undesirable for those Democrats. Castro Cortez, she is unacceptable. She will never be president. There will never be, according to the Bible, a female as president of the United States of America. Never. But America is likened to a Jezebel, to a harlot, a prostitute, using the example in Revelation chapter 17, the great whore, the great harlot. The gender is presented as female. But there will never, but the final seven presidents of the U.S. are men. Many are saying that Donald Trump is not really the real Donald Trump. Some are saying that he even may have died a couple of years ago. No. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, at the end of the verse, says that he must be alive. He must be allowed to be a strong wind. I'll use that example. To be a destroying hand. Destroying the objectives of the previous six men in power. Their objective, all six, to Barack, from Carter to Barack, and in between, they were all pushing what I would call a Rockefeller agenda, going back to 1910, 1905. And the New World Order, the One World Government, the Klaus Schwab plan for a world economic system. Donald Trump has basically interfered with it and has given Vladimir Putin the time that was needed so that Putin could implement, to bring in, to develop, to put together a different way in which the world could trade outside of the IMF, outside of the Federal Reserve System, outside of the International Monetary Fund, outside of the Bilderberger's plan, and the G7, the G5, the G1, whatever nations are in. There is only one individual that God had given the way and the wisdom, working with other nations, to put a separate economic plan together. That was Vladimir Putin. When Russia invaded, they didn't invade, I shouldn't use that word. When Russia was forced to address the Nazi elements and the Obama CIA operatives, along with the British, MI1, MI6, MI, all the MIs, along with the French and the Germans, Russia was forced to make a move against these hidden agencies within these countries that were operating in Ukraine. Not only that, but Russia, Vladimir Putin knew that with what is happening with COVID, that if once he got into Russia, once he got Russia was moved, would move its forces into Ukraine, then that would be the way in which what was happening with the bioweapons being created that would be unleashed on the world, how they were being created and the manufacturing base to a great degree was Ukraine. And Russia, by moving troops into Ukraine, was able to open up, you might say, the cancerous disease and sickness that was occurring in Ukraine. Experimentation on people, on children, adrenochrome. We hear the term adrenochrome so much, we don't really understand, or our mind eventually dismisses the, we hear it too much. It's like eating steak every night. Eventually it just becomes, it's no longer clear what we're eating. It's just a duty. Adrenochrome, and everything from child trafficking, drinking the blood of these children, harnessing the chemical, I'm trying to think of the term that they use for adrenochrome. It gives you a euphoric high. That's just some of what was happening, what was exposed in Ukraine, what was happening in the sickness in Ukraine, along with the corruption, financial corruption of the men in the military industrial complex in this country that were profiting handsomely, senators, congressmen, etc. We find that all this money now heading out of our country was more than the hemorrhage was so great that if Trump hadn't used Doge to find a lot of it, we would have been hemorrhaged right out of existence. On this day, if Trump hadn't started this investigation into where did the money go, we'd be, you think we're bad off now? It would be more than a disaster. Now, number eight, this eighth individual, the final individual of the United States of America, the final president, Barack Obama, does he know that he's coming back to power? I don't know. I can say that I believe he wants to be once again president. He wants to be put back in that seat of power. I feel that from the evidence that has been made available to the people of this country in the last few years, everybody knows that he's alive and well, and his fingerprints are everywhere in everything that was happening through illegal voting, vote tampering, etc., with the men that were working for him and for him when he finished his presidency in 2016. Brennan, that whole cabal of evil men that worked together, collaborated. It was a group of comrades conspiring to destroy Trump right out of the gate, kill the baby before it can breathe, so to speak. But God said in these prophecies, in this riddle, the riddle is about to come to pass, to end. the riddle is about to be completely fulfilled. When Barack Obama comes to power, the riddle will be 100% alive and known and understood by those that listen. We cannot keep Barry Satoru, Barack Obama, from returning to the presidency of this country. And it will be this coming year. I have yet to talk about how they're going to remove Trump. I think from what it says here in Revelation 17, Donald Trump will be dismissed. He will be betrayed by not only his own people from within. He has fought betrayal within, the adversaries within, the enemies without. He is truly, according to the second prophecy about Donald Trump, which was given by King Solomon, King Solomon on the day of the dedication, I believe it was in 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon gave a address to the temple was built. God was now in the temple. There was the Shekinah glory was present. And Solomon addressed the children of Israel and said, this is going to be your future. All the way to the, and he talks about what would happen to them all the way to the present day. That there would be a stranger from a far country that would come to pray toward the temple. Donald Trump prayed toward the temple in May 2017. He fulfilled the prophecy. He came from a distant country on Air Force One. And the distant country, which Israel really didn't have any ties with at the time, Saudi Arabia. But Trump came, didn't come. Initially, the first stop was Saudi Arabia when Donald Trump made his first international trip. He flew from a far country. The United States of America is mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 8, the prophecy of the stranger, verse 40, 41, and 42, and I think 43. A big, beautiful, sophisticated plane would fly from the United States of America to Saudi Arabia, to Riyadh, land there. Donald Trump, this stranger, would meet with the kings and the children of Ishmael and Esau and all the kings in the Bible in the Middle East, all the families of the sons of Ishmael and Esau. And Donald Trump met with them. And his main word to them was, do not fund extreme terrorism. It's going to destroy you. Because of Trump, there's been some peace in the Middle East from the attacks of the terrorists. Then Trump flew to Israel. And he prayed toward the wall, toward the temple, from a distance. Exactly is what's stated in those verses. Psalm 1 Kings 8:41. And he will pray toward the temple, and he will give honor and acknowledge the God of Israel, because this individual is a born-again Christian. And people don't, this is why the six previous presidents hate him so much and their administrations, because he is born again. He's the only born-again individual of the seven. Jimmy Carter appeared to be a believer, but he was not. And then with the Solomon's word about this stranger, and he prophesied to May 2017. Solomon looked forward to the future, and he saw a man who would come to acknowledge the God of Israel. And then Solomon says, Lord, and answer his prayers. All that he requests of you, answer his prayers. It indicates that he's a man who prays, that he prays to the God of Israel, to Christ, the God, to God's very own Christ. Then it says that in the future, after the visit by the king, in the future, should the enemies come against us, Lord, be with us to defeat our enemies. Solomon was predicting the Psalm 83 war, which took place on October 7th, 2023. We refer it as the Gaza War. It is not limited to Gaza. It begins in Gaza. It's a regional war. The fires will blow to the east, and they will consume east all the way to the nation of Jordan. Israel, in this coming year, will expand the size of its real estate. The property is going, the markers, the bounds, there's going to be, Israel is going to pay a high price to purchase, you might say, through war, through the loss of soldiers. They're going to take the present day Jordan. It will become their real estate. When this occurs, after the Russian war, which I haven't gotten to in this hour, I'll have to get to it in the next hour. In the next hour, the Russian war is 7 years before Christ's return, 7 years plus, 7 years maybe in 3 months before Christ returns in 2033 in the fall, 7 years prior, 7 years maybe 260 to 90 days soon before, Russia will be destroyed. And the armies of Turkey, Iran, the other nations coming from the old Soviet bloc with Russia from the north, and two areas of North Africa, the area of Ethiopia, the area of Libya. Libya is not just along the coast. It'll be forces, Islamic forces, down maybe deeper into the continent. They will also come, and they will all have their meeting in the countryside in the nation of Jordan. And then, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's where God will meet them and destroy them. And from this point into the future, the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Israel, the King of the Jews, is going to let the nations of the world, bring a realization to the nations of the world that he exists, he is real, and he will be made known to the world through the prophecies that are occurring and alive and moving together. As I speak right now on the 24th of December 2025, I'm giving the what is coming in the future ahead of time. I didn't want to wait till just before the new year to give this my presentation. Now, I'm done for this hour. ThisPresentTruth.com. Assist me financially, if you would, please. And I have to go. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez. Thank you.